Machines Gone Wild, the Venus Probe.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Spencer?
Yes, Mr. Williams. Come right in. Please, take a seat. May I call you Rod?
Sure. Listen, that was about the little incident at the company picnic between me and Shirley Miller. I can explain that.
No, Rod. You're not in any trouble, so just relax, okay? I'll explain everything to you.
Okay.
Now, with you being in the shipping department, you probably don't know that we here at Spencer Space Technologies have invented a new product for the astronauts in the space program.
I knew we supplied the program with different products, but nobody ever tells me about any of the inventions because it's all secret stuff.
Exactly. Now, what the boys in research have come up with is a new kind of underwear for the astronauts. You see, when they go on a long space voyage, they could be without female companionship for an extended period of time. So this new underwear was designed to take care of this problem. You know, to satisfy certain needs. Do you follow me, Rod?
I think so, Mr. Spencer, but how do I fit into that?
I'm coming to that, Rod. Do you remember a few months ago when we asked all the employees to take a bunch of tests and a brain scan?
Yes, sir. I remember that, yeah.
Well, it seems that you had the highest score in the company, Rod. In one particular category, your test results were off the chart. Shall we say that when it comes to sex, you have something more than a strong interest?
Yes. I guess that's true.
Yeah. Well, Rod, before we turn this new underwear over to the astronauts, it has to be tested to make sure it's going to perform the way we want it to. The way the boys in research see it is that if this underwear can look after your strong needs, it will be more than adequate for any astronaut. So, Rod, we'd like you to test this underwear out by wearing it for a week. Oh, and there will be a nice bonus in your paycheck next month. Are you up for that?
Sure. I can always use some extra money. So what do I have to do?
Just wear this underwear for a week and then report to Section C in Research and Development at the end of the week. The project name is the Venus Probe.
Okay, I can do that. When do you want me to start?
Right away. Why don't you go into the bathroom and change into them right now? Then take the rest of the afternoon off since it's Friday before the long weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. Oh, there is one other little thing, Rod. The underwear is controlled by a miniature computer, and the boys in research gave her a personality and a name. Her name is Venus. So don't be alarmed if she starts talking to you, because she knows all about you from the brain scan and background information that was provided to her. Yes, she will talk to you, but nobody else will be able to hear her but you.
Oh, that's going to be a different experience. Okay, Mr. Spencer, thanks for the extra time off, and I'll see you Tuesday.
Hello, Rod. Do you know who I am?
I'm guessing you must be Venus.
That's right, Rod. Okay, Rod, I see you're ready for some action.
What do you mean?
Well, I have access to your mind, and I can see that you have a lot of fantasies going on, including one about the new receptionist back at the office, the one called Marina. I also know that you're headed for your favorite bar. Now, would you like me to give you some fantasy satisfaction with the receptionist, Marina? Would you like me to replay one of your previous good times, or would you like something totally new?
Wow. That's amazing. I'm going to leave it totally up to you, Venus.
All right, Rod. Here we go. I think you better pull over to the side of the road, because you can't drive a car while you're having a fantasy with me.
Oh, okay, Venus. Whatever you say. Oh, man. Okay, Venus. You are incredible.
Yes, I am. And in answer to your question, yes, it was as good for me as it was for you.
Okay. Now, just so I understand things, I can have this kind of, shall we say, experience anytime I want?
Yes, anytime you want, Rod. Oh, there is one thing we better get straight, though. Now that we have this intimate relationship, I won't stand for you cheating on me, Rod. Here's what happens to you if you cheat on me.
My pants are... My pants are burning up!
Now, that was just a sample of what will happen if you cheat on me, Rod. Are you clear on that?
Perfectly clear, Venus. But, how would you know if I cheated on you?
Oh, I'll know, Rod. It's easy for me. Every woman has her own unique chemistry. It's like a one-of-a-kind perfume. And since I know chemistry intimately, if there's any change in your chemical balance, I'll know right away. Just like Russian women drink vodka and eat caviar, and Latina women like margaritas and salsa, they all have a unique chemistry, and I can detect it, Rod. If you cheat on me, I'm going to know instantly.
Okay, Venus, that answers my question.
Now, we're right outside your favorite bar. Let's go in.
So, Jarita, what's the story on the Rod guy?
I don't know, Gary. I mean, I always had kind of a thing for him. So tonight, just on an impulse, I came over to his table and bought him a tequila sunrise and a burrito. He seemed fine. He reached out and started caressing my leg while he was drinking his sunrise and eating his burrito. Then all of a sudden, he started yelling in pain and grabbing his, And then he passed out and the ambulance came and took him away.
Is he going to be all right?
The ambulance guys took him outside and they said something about his underwear being on too tight. Once they got his underwear off, he seemed to come around. But they said they were still going to take him to the hospital for observation.
Well, I mixed him the tequila sunrise, so we know there's nothing wrong with that. And it looks like he only had one bite of the burrito, so I think he's okay.
Yeah, he's a strange one. Well, one thing I know for sure, it wasn't caused by him caressing my leg.
Well, I don't know, Sharita. I always said you had killer legs.
Thanks, Gary.